Episode Simply Focus mit Elva Czerny and Dominic Gilda for live enjoyment.
We've got a brand new exciting episode for you. Please welcome your hosts, Elfie Czerny and Dominic Godin.
Welcome back, everyone, to our special podcast episode for the SF World Day on May 3rd.
We are here on Zoom with Sebastian Vernier. Hi, Sebastian.
Hello.
You're in Belgium right now at home in Blijtenburg, and we're so excited to see you on Zoom today and talk with you about the three questions that the Kozyrbski Institute, Luke Isebert, and you are promoting for the Solution Focused World Day on May 3rd.
Both of us, Dominic and I, were so excited when we read in the Facebook group of the SF World Day that you plan a social media campaign with those three questions, and it really inspired us to, first of all, keep asking those questions. And I'm journaling, as some of the listeners might know already, quite passionately. And I started to write down those three questions a few weeks ago every day. And I love the questions. I love the interactional perspective in it. And I love what it does with me. So we are very happy to talk with you today about this whole idea, your social media campaign, and then, of course, the idea of those three questions.
And then we'll go out. We have a conference tomorrow, so we will go out and ask participants about those three questions, and we'll see what they have to say. But first of all, what fascinates you with solution focus?
Oh, what fascinates me with solution focus would be a very long story. Of course, being a member at the Kozyrbski Institute of the staff, my first contact with solution focused was via the Kozyrbski Institute, and being trained by Luc Isebert and Myriam Lefevre was my biggest inspiration. Actually, from the first day that I came at the training at the Kozyrbski Institute, it felt like coming home, the place that I needed to be. And suddenly, all the things that I had been doing, I felt like they made sense. First, I thought I was just doing something that worked once in a while. And suddenly, I understood that the things that worked, there was some theory behind it. I could explain finally what I was doing. And especially, I could train myself to do more of it. And I could train myself to listen more and more to my clients and make my clients stronger. That's what I love about solution focused.
Oh, what a wonderful phrase. I could train myself. And I'm super curious now. How did you train yourself?
Well, the luxury of living 15 kilometers from Bruges and being able to follow a four-year training at the Kozyrbski Institute is, of course, that you are inspired by so many people, the trainers at the Institute, but also all the international trainers that come and train us. We've had, in the earlier days, Stephen Insu, Peter de Jong, Ben Furman, Michael Durand, Guy Auslos, so many trainers that inspire you each time again in their own way. Sometimes I explain to people that solution focus, actually you could put the solution focused idea on an A4 page, back and front, and you'd have everything. But by the time you have practiced everything well enough, it takes a little bit longer. That's what helped me the most to train that. Always hearing that story by different people and inspiring trainers.
And how did that change your practice?
At first, my practice was not really as a psychotherapist, but I worked in institutions with youngsters. And so working with teenagers, sometimes that are sick, that have chronic illnesses, and later with teenagers that are in trouble with the courts, you can not be under the impression that you will tell them what to do. You can be under that impression, but it won't work. It's about bonding with them. It's about creating respect. It's about joining, and it's about trying to induce some hope and perspective and give them a sense of being meaningful, being important, and giving them a perspective on the future, even if it's very nearby, day by day. So that's how I first practiced my solution focused, with a very tough crowd that were very helpful with me by showing their resistance, and by that way showing what I could do different that worked.
Mm. And training yourself and also perspective, the three questions that the Korzybski Institute, Luke Isebert and the team developed and that you are doing now on this great campaign on May 3rd, SF World Day, also train ourselves and also give us perspective. So what is it all about and how did those questions come up?
Well, for that, we have the stories by Luke himself. Of course, Luke would tell the story 10 times more interesting and with more knowledge than I would, but I'll try to be truthful to his words. Actually, they developed them at the St. John's Hospital, where Luke Isenbart worked with Erwin de Beschop, and they worked in their program with chronic alcoholists patients, and they saw that a lot of the patients also had, you can say, depressions were very deep, and it was important for them to find a way, very simple, not too difficult, so that they could, for themselves, in a certain way, retrain their brain to see again the opportunities and the little things in daily life that can make a difference. And that's how the three questions started.
And the three questions are, what did I do today that made me feel happy or grateful? What did someone else do today that made me feel happy or grateful? And how did I react? What did I see, feel, smell, or taste today that made me feel happy or grateful?
Correct. So in a certain way, those questions are not that far from mindfulness exercise or meditation. It's also observation questions. So what's very important in solution-focused work, if you give tasks, it's good to give an observational task because then you don't ask the person to act differently. You don't ask them to change. You just ask them to notice what changed their rest or what is different that may work. So you make it very accessible for them to see those things again.
Mm. Yeah, and what speaks to me with every question is when I look at the first question, what did I do today that made me feel happy or grateful? It's not what I'm grateful for, but it's really something I did. So it's something, as you mentioned, that I could observe even looking back, and it's something I actually did. In the second question, I really like this interaction perspective to say, and how did I react? I think in the video, which we will also put in the resource section of this podcast, it says, how did I react? That makes it likely that it happens again. So this idea of the importance of my reaction to show the other person that this was something valuable, that this was something important to me, is something I really like when I journal. You know, it makes me aware of, oh, here I could have reacted even stronger or just made a statement or just mentioned that I love what Dominic did or like someone else.
So that's very important point that you noticed there. What did I do? So it's about doing. It's about observing, but observing what you have done. We are not telling the people to do something different, but we are suggesting that the doing is very important and that they have already done things that work for them, that are useful, because also that is solution focused. It's about doing. It's about getting action, not only about the thinking, but about the doing.
Yeah, and then in the third question, really connect the doing to the senses. This is also a very, very strong thing I noticed, because I start smelling things much more, or like, you know, feeling more intense since I started to journal and experiment with those three questions. It's like really raising my awareness and also my observation skills during the day, which I love. So yeah, I'm very grateful for those three questions. Because they make me feel grateful.
Well, the nice thing, because you really got the sense within the Bruch model at the Korzybski Institute, we have the approach, and Luke translated it. He's a classicist. So in his book, you can read that he has the ancient Greek terms. So he has the ethos, the pathos, the logos, and the oikos. And so the ethos is about what we do, but also, of course, the ethical side. The pathos is what we feel. The logos is what we think. And the oikos is about our context, what happens around us. And in these three questions, you get all four of these. You've got, what did you do? You have to think, because you have to answer a question. What did you feel? And it's in connection, what did someone else do? So in those three questions, you get the basis of the theory of the Bruch model. So
of the Bruch model and the ancient Greek classicists. Wow.
The last time that we discussed what maybe could be better variations or in what sense the three questions can be asked. For example, what did I do today that made me happy? Or what did I do today that made me grateful? That you can, depending on who your client is, bring variation. Last time we had the discussion with Luke was at one of our Korzybski philosophical breakfasts. And then we went out into the countryside to a nice little old farm where we sat together with a great breakfast and we talked about Epicurean philosophy. So regularly we have those sessions to get input and energy from the philosophy of the different philosophers that inspire us.
So from philosophy to a very practical exercise and campaign, once a day, 2 weeks, three questions. What is the campaign all about and how can we all use it and do it together?
So originally the campaign was, as ever, very ambitious, was inspired by all those challenges that they made, the ice bucket challenge. And I thought it would be great to have that. Pretty fast, I saw that maybe that's a bit too ambitious for people to open up and film themselves and bringing the answers. But if we're solution focused, we offer choices. So I invite people to do that or to write it down or to video post it, maybe only to do it privately. And just give a like to the questions or share the questions. And so during the campaign, we have different inputs. It's like the greeting cards or a formula to calculate your TriQ.
So I love that one. So can you say something about the TriQ? I just read it yesterday and it really made me smile and laugh.
So like most of the humanist scientists, I'm not really good in maths. So this is about the most complex math that I'm able to do. And the formula is you take the 3Q, the three questions, you multiply it by the amount of consecutive days you have answered them, you divide by 3, and then you have your TriQ.
And I guess this formula is inspired by the IQ.
That's about the idea. Well, let's say a solution focus, we're not that big on diagnosis, but in this case, with some sense of fun, it's okay.
Those three questions are about happiness and gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And how come they focus on those topics, not different ones?
That's a very good question. I think within the non-specific factors, one of our tasks as therapists, a solution-focused therapist, is not only to connect, to make sure that our clients feel understood and respected. It's also our task to induce some kind of hope. And inducing hope, if you can achieve that a person reconnects with some sense of happiness or some sense of being content with just the little things, with being grateful for just the little things, to reconnect with that feeling, you give them the hope, yes, it's still there, just that one time. And then the day after, again and again. And neuroplastically seen, it makes sense to retrain the ability to be a little bit grateful, to be a little bit happy, to be a little bit content with things in life. And by asking that question, you induce the hope that from being on a 1 out of 10, you can go to a 2 and achieve more of it. So that was the choice, I suppose, and as I understood the stories that I've heard from Luke.
So you talk about the Bruges model. Where can we learn more about the Bruges model?
Actually, 2 years ago, Luke published his first book in English. We discovered that except some workshops on conferences, we've never really had an English course. So at the end of June, from the 27th till the 30th of June, we are having a 4-day English talks course about the Bruges model in beautiful Bruges. And the people will be able to get training by most of the Korzybski staff members and will be introduced to some of the, not the basics of solution focused, but the basics of the solution focused Bruges model, those specifics.
Please go and check it out. We will find the link to the 4 days course in the resource section of this podcast. So Sebastian, what are your best hopes from this challenge?
Well, actually, for the moment, those best hopes are being fulfilled because I'm not only a rookie at the Korzybski Institute, but I'm also a rookie on social media. So this is the first time I attempted to do something like that. And I just did what I thought that would work. So I tried to offer each day something new to the people that follow the page. I tried to promote the page a little bit via friends. And my best hope would would be that as many possible people get to know the three questions. And of course, some people will say, well, this is some new age, esoteric, dreamy, hippie-like stuff. And that's okay, because if a lot of other people will start asking those questions to themselves, maybe only once, and then see the effects, and we can help people that way. And especially if we can distribute it within the solution focus community, where you know that these questions can be helpful for the clients, but also that therapists and a counselor can do a lot with the answers that come to these questions. So if we can reach as many possible people that know about the question and can distribute them, that's good. And I must say, as I looked half an hour ago, if you look on the reactions to the Facebook page, so who liked, shared, or did anything significant, not just the people that you reached, but really the reactions, we were up to 25,000 people who had reacted. And this is totally way over the amount of people I ever imagined reaching.
And this is just what happened on Facebook. So I can tell you that within the Austrian Solution Circle, we informed all our members and we asked them to participate the challenge. And a lot of them are not on Facebook. And I assume we are not the only ones. So I'm pretty sure that the wave is even bigger than you just see and imagine right now.
Oh, that really gives me a very warm feeling to hear that, because I can only see the figures and I cannot really imagine, but I think, whoa, what's this? But it's like the South American people that reacted and spontaneously translated. So you guys also translate. Let's say I dropped the pebble somewhere and the wrinkles are expanding.
So let's increase that even more. They're not only questions, but it's also a legacy of a long solution-focused story of Luke Isebert, of Steve DeShazer being best friends, meeting in Bruges, also Luke doing his great and long, long work. So when you say people might think this is esoteric stuff, it's 35 or even more years of development that is out there and that is useful, can be useful, and that we want to share and increase the numbers even more. So where can people go and share what they did with those questions?
It would be lovely. We've got, of course, the Facebook page, Three Questions on 3 May. If they want to post and share there, maybe we'll also have that wrinkle effect getting back. Of course, you know, the three questions can be something very, very private. And I hope for many persons, they can enjoy it on a very private level. They don't need to share it. It doesn't need to be shared to be effective. Saying that, if you share it, of course, you get the connection with the other people.
And if you don't want to share it, you can at least share the differences those questions made for you. And I think this could be a very powerful thing as well. And I would love to see a campaign or like a follow-up campaign on all the differences people experience from following this challenge and what they perceive.
It would be so great. Yeah.
Like I did. So thank you very much.
So let's go out and do it. And you'll find all the resources, all the things that Sebastian talked about on the resource section of this podcast. So go to www.sfontour.com/simplyfocuspodcast and then go to episode number 58.
So once again, thank you, Sebastian. And
thank you for your interview and for the opportunity.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for your inspiring challenge. So let's go and celebrate.
Yeah, so thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Simply Focus podcast with Alfie Czerny and Dominic Godat, your podcast for a life in joy and ease.
We are here live at the conference of the Swiss Network for Solution-Focused Work, Netzwerk für Lösungsorientiertes Arbeiten, and we just did an open space workshop on Luke Isebert's and the Kosirpsky Institute's three questions.
We experimented with the three questions and we are now curious to hear from, all the wonderful participants what differences the questions made for them and answering the questions, interacting with the questions with other people. And we are here with Kati Hankowski. Kati, what differences did interacting with those questions make for you right now, today?
They allow a nice connection to the person I'm talking to. I really appreciate that closeness, that same world which emerges from the answers. I'm fascinated that we put into a solution-focused context these three questions. To me, they are just wonderful personal questions, and maybe solution-focused conversations are personal conversations. I recognize these questions allow to discover a world, and when we are talking, it gets more and more a shared world, and it's a different type of conversation than discuss and try to reach a consensus. And I have this fantasy that for making the world a better place, maybe conversation of this kind are more useful than trying to agree on how to make the world to a better place.
And I also love the idea of experimenting with the questions, just asking the third question at the beginning and then the second and then the first, or like just experimenting with it and seeing what differences that makes. So we are also here with Regula Flurivalen. Regula, what differences did the questions make for you, or interacting with the questions make for you?
I enjoyed them. I realized it's still a bit early to think already what made me grateful today and what made me happy today, but there was a lot that I could say about it. And I certainly loved the third question, which really took me into the senses to really focus on many, many different things, or rather many, many things came to my mind. So I realized how much I was already happy and grateful for today.
And what you saw, what you felt, what you smelled or tasted.
Yeah, that was also one thing that Sébastien Vernieuf mentioned when we talked to him, kind of the observation of those small things and the differences they make for us, and not only in the logos, the thinking, but also in the feeling and the smelling and kind of this embodied experience. And embodiment solution focus is a topic that Ursula Bühlmann brings in to this conference next to other interesting topics. And I'm curious, what differences did these questions make for you, Ursula?
Yeah, for me, it's very important that if you are asking questions, so this makes a difference for the whole body, for whatever you have in here and out there. So it's about our body, our brain, our everything, and also for the environment. So it changes the atmosphere, and it's not only an outer atmosphere, it's also an inner one, and really a relationship between all these things. And for me, that's a very interesting and important stuff, so that we are talking about whole experience. And yeah, my opinion, of course, is also a little bit a medical one. So I'm interested in neurobiology, and it's not only brain, it's whole body and environment going together.
And I was fascinated when you said it's not only the senses, kind of the sense we know, kind of the feeling or seeing, but it's kind of the atmosphere surrounding all that. And it's really interesting. I watched participants asking and answering those questions. And even though I'm very much observing what they do, I would have described it in the same way, kind of the atmosphere change. They can, of course, see what they do and that you could get a hold on what the atmosphere changed could mean. And still there's this other kind of experience that we have when we have this atmosphere that changed in conversations like that. So I was really struck by you formulating that today.
Sandro Vicini, what inspired you with those questions, or what differences did or do they make for you?
Yeah, it's like we heard before, the atmosphere. I like the questions, especially the third one, because while talking, all the elements of the atmosphere came up to my mind, and I had really this feeling of being content, being relaxed also, and the question helped to focus on this step out of the daily world and focus on the relaxed atmosphere we have here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. Hello, Sandra Dietrich from Lucerne. I'm very happy to be here with you right now. And you experimented with those three questions for quite a while and have a wonderful story also with your daughter. I'm very curious to hear, what differences did those questions make for you, and how did you experiment with them?
Yes, I realized that it's like a muscle you train. So when I did every evening, and I was writing every evening some answers, what made me happy, what I did today, it's like to train the focus. So after a hard day with a lot of challenges, I found some small things. It changed my mood. And I just did this for a while. I was writing for a while. Then I did not write anymore, but I had it like in my inner system. And it was the time when I was also trying out these solution-focused questions in the education. And when my daughter was younger, we were just singing in the evening before she went to bed. And I had the idea, because we were like discussing, oh, shall we sing or shall we pray or what shall we do? And then I started to ask these three questions and she gave me easily an answer and she liked the questions and she was even asking me the same questions. We started like another ritual before going to sleep and we asked each other these three questions. And I think this is a really good moment to do it before you go to bed, before you have your dreams. Just to think about the small things I did or the others did, what made me happy and how did I react and what did I feel and so on. So I had a really good experience with these three questions with my daughter.
And as you told me earlier, she usually refused to answer the solution-focused questions, right?
Yeah, she's my big master. And when I was trying out solution-focused questions and they didn't come like naturally, she really refused them. And, oh, mom, not these questions yet. And yeah, she were annoyed. And with these three questions, I don't know, it could be because they were already natural for me. Then in the moment when I was asking these questions, it was just natural, I think, and she didn't refuse. So yeah, I was happy that we did it. And I was even happy because she was asking me and I could answer. When I gave my answer, then she had more answer as before. So it was like a ping pong. And it's so nice before you go to sleep to have these little stories from each day.
And to inspire each other and multiply mm-hmm. them by sharing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you very much for this wonderful, beautiful story.
We are here with Andy Balmer, and Andy has a long experience with those three questions. Hi, Andy.
Hello, Dominic.
It's so great to have met you at the NLA, the Swiss Network for Solution Focused Work. And also, you joined our workshop on those three questions, and you told us a story that you have used those three questions and realized the differences after 21 days. And we'd love to talk with you about that. So what differences have you experienced using those questions in your life?
I started with this question in 2015, as I heard first of them. And I started, as you said, with 21 days, so like a challenge of 21 days. And it made from beginning a difference for me, for my feelings in the day, because the first day I started with three times to answer these questions a day over 21 days. So it was a big challenge, but I recognized that it changed immediately my feelings and my focus. So the first time I asked me, what makes you grateful or happy, or what have you done? It changed my focus because I was in my mind on other themes and in meetings and other stuff, and I stopped and I asked these questions and it felt good and it made a difference to my stress feelings and all this. And then I started this over these days and it made a difference immediately, and it came bigger and bigger, this feeling, better and better. The difference was that I didn't stop after 21 days. I went forward with these questions and it changed that I really want to go for these feelings, to say, okay, what can I do today that I'm happy or satisfied and grateful? So I started to think about what can I do? What can I do for a difference in my day? And this was really a change. As well, I used these questions for my kids when we go to bed with them and before sleeping. I ask them, oh, what do you have done for that you are grateful today and happy? And what others made that you're grateful and happy? And how did you react? And it was like a good feeling to hear from my kids what parts of the day were good and made them grateful and happy, and a good end of the day.
And you just showed me your, I don't know, 7 booklets full of your wisdom, your journaling with those questions and also with other questions. And you also mentioned that after a while, it was not that structured anymore? Questions were just there in the evening, for example, or during the day.
Yes, funny was especially that I thought these three questions were, in the end, how did you react? This was for me the third question. And for a long period, I worked with these two questions. And then I became a gift from a friend of mine. And I saw the third question. So what do you feel? What do you smell? And what made you happy and grateful because of that? And I used normally only these two questions, and it worked as well. And the difference was the mindfulness. When I used the third question, it was as well special because the focus was different. Because I tried to catch some smells, I tried to catch some what I see and that things, and it made a difference in my day as well. But the experience was in this 8 booklet almost that I worked with two questions and sometimes with these three questions, and it works very well.
So you would recommend everyone to try out the three questions and use them not only once, but over the course of 21 or even more days in their lives.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much for this message. And yeah, so now let's go out and everyone try them and see what happens. So thank you very much, Andy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everyone. And now we are curious what you experienced with those three questions. Please comment on www.sfntour.com/simplyfocuspodcast and then go to this episode number 58.
And please also have a look at the SF World Day Facebook page if you get a chance, because there you can see what happened around the globe on May 3rd during the SF World Day, which is just amazing. It blew us away to see how many practitioners got active on this day, shared things, brought together people, and we are still very grateful to have been part of the Swiss network for solution-focused work and to contribute to this wonderful conference and to be part of such wonderful and great happenings.
Yeah, SF is alive, so let's keep sharing our work, let's keep doing it, and let's keep changing the world. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wow, what a great episode again. Do you also like the Simply Focus podcast? Then help Elfie and Dominic spread the word. Give the Simply Focus podcast a 5-star rating on iTunes, Google Play, and other platforms. Plus, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And share your thoughts and inspirations with others. Comment at www.sfontour.com/simplyfocuspodcast. And then go to this episode. This was Simply Focus podcast with Elfie Cherney and Dominic Godet. Your podcast for a life in joy and ease.